Hi, and a very good Monday morning to you. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Goff. What a beautiful start to the day today, even a little chilly start to the day today with temperatures up across portions of the Adirondacks into the 30s. Saranac Lake was sitting at 39 degrees for a couple of hours this morning, but as per usual, with the dry air in place, those temperatures will be quickly on the rise through this morning, but not completely unheard of to see temperatures in the 30s in July, but if you're a fan of summertime, maybe not what you would really want to see. But the nice dry air in place, again, that allows those temperatures to drop off quite a bit in the overnight also allows them to rise quickly through the morning, and that will indeed be the case. Things are awfully dry around here. You don't need me to tell you that. If you've been fortunate enough to get underneath a storm or two over the last couple of weeks, that is great. But a lot of us, the lawns and the trees and the flowers and everything else, they continue to stay awfully dry out there with not much in the way of rain in the 7-day planner here. As we head into perhaps next weekend, we could be getting into some rain. I'll talk about that coming up in just a second. But really kind of one of those Steve Martin weeks. If you ever saw that movie where Steve Martin plays a weather guy in San Diego where the weather doesn't change much, and he goes in Monday morning and he tapes the weather for the whole week and takes the rest of the week off. Well, we could pretty much do that this week because things look to stay pretty quiet, dry, cool nights, nice mild to even warm afternoons with lots of sunshine. And it does sound a little unusual to say for the second week of July. It's unfortunate that we don't have rain in the forecast. Again, we have not really had any widespread rain since June, that is the 12th. So we're coming up on a month where we will not have gotten any really substantial rains around the area. So I'll quit bellyaching about that, and let's get into the good news, the glasses half full side of the forecast. It's going to be a beautiful week. I mean, we've got temperatures today making their way up into the 60s as we speak, up and eventually into the upper 70s across the Adirondacks and Greens to low to mid 80s elsewhere across the valleys with lots of sunshine for the day today. We'll just have a few scattered cumulus out there, and that will about do it. For the night tonight, right back down into the 40s and 50s overnight. There may be another isolated spot in the upper 30s again overnight tonight, but otherwise 40s and 50s will cover us. So nice, comfortable out there. Certainly the air conditioning units can take a break as we head into the night tonight. We'll have clear skies, barely a breeze out there, and again, lows down into the 40s and 50s. For the day here tomorrow, virtual carbon copy of today. In fact, maybe a little bit more in the way of sunshine with highs in the mid-80s. And that'll be the case through Wednesday as well. Now, as we get into Thursday, we'll start to notice the humidity ticking up a few degrees as we head into especially the day on Friday. But even starting on Thursday, we'll see our humidity levels start to slowly creep up. One of the things about being in a sort of a pattern like this where things are dry, dry begets dry and wet begets wet. So as things are so dry, it's going to take even a little bit of time for the humidity levels to creep up a bit. But as we head into, again, the end of the work week, specifically Friday, the humidity will be here as we'll make a run at 90 degrees as we head through our Friday afternoon. And as of now, Saturday looks dry, low to mid 80s across the Adirondacks to upper 80s to even 90 degrees for Saturday. And then as we head into the day on Sunday, as a warm front approaches, that could bring us into more of a widespread rain. We'll see how that all takes shape. Again, it's nearly a week out, so trying to pinpoint specific things like that this far out, it can be difficult at best. But hopefully, I mean, we know it's going to rain here at some point in time, but hopefully we'll get it sooner rather than later. And again, right now, the soonest that we look to get into any kind of rain as far as a widespread good rain would not come until Sunday. So we'll, of course, keep you posted on that. In the meantime, enjoy the day. It's going to be gorgeous, and really enjoy the week, too. It's just going to be one of those picture-perfect weeks, nice warm afternoons, comfortable nights, and low humidity to go along with all of that. That's it for now. I'll update your forecast again for the midday report. In the meantime, have a great morning. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Goff.